This is the BBC.
Mr. Groomslade, no advertising.
You should talk.
Kindly stand to one side, or to both sides. As I announce... as I announce the extraordinary talking-type wireless goon show...
Patrons. Oh, we offer for your delection a 3.5-act dream entitled The Secret Escritoire. Oh, no.
Same afternoon, 3 weeks later.
Let's see. Harris Tweed, Bird's Eye. Ah, here's a lovely mohair twill.
What's the matter with you, Greetpipe? Every cupboard in this house is full of these Taylor pattern books.
My dear, heavily pomaded, frog-eating friend. Do you not realize that each of these patterns would make a complete suit for a man 3 inches tall? All we have to do is to find hundreds of such men, and then we make a fortune.
But where in the world are we going to find men so small?
Where?
Yes.
I'll show you. Look in this matchbox.
Oh! Sapristi Nyakos! Who is this man?
Maurice Ponk. Only last week he was 6'3".
6'3"? How did you ever manage to get him so...
Well, I know a fiend who is in possession of a serum that can shrink the human body. He gave me some. Dr. Fred Fu Manchu. Now, Moriarty.
Oui?
Who can we shrink for one of our suits?
I have a plan.
Yes?
All of your friends, le plan. Let's go out and find a Charlie.
Yes.
We'll soon find one.
Yes. My name is Nettie Siegel. I was in London one day in a gay, laughing mood. You see, I'd just seen my mother-in-law safely under a steamroller. And was about to tip the driver when...
Read the news. Read all about the English type newsreading called Limey Stone of Chromate.
Hear there, Cockney news lad.
Dear listeners, I am not a Cockney news lad, but a master of the English type voices.
Coming, mate, call the blimey.
A paper. A paper, lad. And here's my cup of kine of the realm.
Thanks.
Little does he know, this is the start of a great plan to lure him where he will be shrunk for a suit. The exit.
Wait! This paper is a day old. Never mind, dear listeners, that penny I gave him was last year's. I've been passing old coins for some time now. Needle that loo to name but a few.
Well said, little Nook.
Thank you, all of your French murky.
Yes. Would I borrow your newspaper?
I'm sorry, I left it in my other coat. Fortunately, I'm wearing it.
Oh. Could you read it to me?
I never read my other coat to strangers. However, I'll read you the paper of news.
Good.
Now, where are my reading glasses? Oh, yes. I left them in the escritoire. Escritoire means a writing table with tiroirs and pigeonholes as distinct from a writing desk, which usually has a sloping front. Therefore, what you see before you on the pavement is my escritoire, or, if you're French, writing desk! And you, Seagull fans, now...
Dear listeners, you are no doubt puzzled at the picture of a full-size escritoire in the middle of Piccadilly Circus. The truth is that by royal charter, Neddy Seagoon is a freeman of Bolton, and as such, he's allowed to keep an unchained escritoire on Hampstead Heath or Piccadilly Circus. He chose the latter for reasons best known to himself. I thought you'd like to know. Me, I couldn't care less.
Thank you. Now, dear sir, I'll read you the headlines. Ha! Good heavens, just as I thought. Man found dead in matchbox.
Yes, and I know where he is. Quick, follow me inside the escritoire.
Inside my escritoire, all was dark. I was led to a clearing in the blotting paper. There, lit only by lights, was a matchbox. I tiptoed forward on my hands and knees. And there, inside the matchbox, lying face downwards on his back, was a dead contortionist.
Need I? You must go to the police, or if you're French, le please.
Yes, or if you're French, oui. Inspector,
oui.
I want to report a murder. Man dead in matchbox.
Or if you're French.
I never saw him again. I wasn't sorry either. No! So the police didn't believe me, eh? Very well. I would bring the evidence back to them. Taxi!
Where do you, sir?
Piccadilly.
This is Piccadilly.
How much will that be?
£5. Thank you.
I returned to my escritoire to discover that he was gone!
Do not worry, my little friend.
I wasn't worrying, a little friend. The man I addressed was a tall, perpendicular cretin, reclining on a loaded pogo stick and carrying a stringless banjo for protection. Aloud.
Who are you?
My card.
The Ace of Spades.
Yes. I'm a man of many parts.
It doesn't seem to be working very well.
Please, steady. No, I'd live it. So your escritoire has been stolen. I can help you recover it.
It doesn't need recovering. It's brand new.
What?
I don't like the look of you.
Name of a dog.
Fido.
Correct. Now follow me. Meantime, Max Delray.
Thank you.
sacred escritoire, part the two. If listeners will put up their binoculars and look towards Tilbury, they'll observe that Moriarty has lured Neddy to the docks.
Tell me, salty old seaman, you say my escritoire was put on board a ship by Gritpipe?
Yes, mate, yes. Put it aboard the SS Clarence.
When did the ship set sail, mate?
2 days and 8 nights ago, mate.
Good heavens, mate. By now it must be more than 300 knots away.
Neddy, we must follow her.
Right, follow me.
No, I'll follow you.
Right, lead on.
After you.
The first splash was Moriarty. The other five were Mr. Seacombe. Now, if listeners will stand on Mont Blanc and train their telescopes towards the Straits of Johor, they will see the SS Clarence. We take you over now to the passenger deck.
Next dance, please. Next dance, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
How dare you burst into my cabin on ladies' night? And try these nice women. I'm in condition tonight. I say, you two in the water. What do you want?
Have you an escritoire on board?
2 on B deck and 1 in the lounge. Inside and full speed ahead. Give us your hands, dear lads. Come along, you naughty. Where's my old photograph?
Put over the baritone, buddy, huh? Thank you, sir.
Murky.
Yes. Now, I must first examine your documents. Allow me to see them. 47 49 50 pounds. Yes, these papers appear to be in order.
No. Major. Are you responsible for births on board the ship?
Not all of them, dear boy, no. Yes.
Well, we want a separate door with adjoining cabins.
Oh, well, that will be £50 exactly, Mr. Smith.
What luck, Mr. Jones. I've just got the right amount.
Thank you.
Now, where are you going to put us?
Here.
Just given you £50.
You think I'm not grateful? Full speed ahead. Follow that sea.
Moriarty and I struck out for a foreign shore and soon waded ashore on a foreign land.
Welcome ashore to Malaya.
Great goose sticks. Great pipe thin, you devil. Where's my escritoire?
Put on these bamboo boots and follow me.
If listeners will now stand on the top of Tower Bridge and look north or east, they will see that at this very moment, Major Bloodnock has also arrived at Malaya and is passing through the Malayan customs.
Please, what have you got in this 80-ton case?
Nothing, little Malayan customs officer, played very badly by Harry Seacombe. You don't think I carry it around full, do you?
Please open, or a clout ear will stick.
Oh, that's different. Very well.
Hello.
Explain, please, presence of idiot in case.
You idiot, what are you doing in my case?
Case? You told me this was a first-class cabin.
It's lies, all lies, I tell you. I never took £80 of him for letting him travel in this case, believing it to be a first-class cabin, thus hoping to defraud the seed company of the £80 I took off him. It's all lies. Arrest him.
Wait. I'm as innocent as you are.
There you are. Arrest him.
Please, tell why you come to Malaya.
Yeah. Well, I want to buy some rubber.
Why?
I made a mistake in my homework.
Sorry. You must pay duty on this idiot.
Pay duty on an idiot?
Yes. $20 alive or $3 dead.
Echoes, here's a pistol. Do that decent thing.
Okay. Good boy.
got him.
Good shot, Eccles.
Stop. That's the man who threw me off the SS Clarence.
I don't recognize you.
Of course not. I've still got my Malayan customs set on. Eccles!
Yeah?
Mr. Eccles, my old headmaster.
I got my old head on, too.
Dear listeners, this will give you some idea of the drastic shortage of school teachers.
And that speech will give you some idea of the drastic shortage of announcers.
Mr. Eccles!
Yes, my good man?
Mr. Eccles.
No?
You were on board the SS Clarence, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
Did you see a roll-top desk on board?
Nope. The only thing I saw was an escritoire.
An escritoire?
Yeah.
Is an escritoire a French word from the Latin meaning to scrite?
Uh-huh.
And does it mean, all in all, a writing table with tiroirs and pigeonholes, as distinct from a writing desk which has a sloping front?
Yeah.
That's the very thing I'm looking for.
What is?
An escritoire.
What's an escritoire?
Needle, not a loo.
Ooh.
In that escritoire is a man dead in the matchbox. And I want him as evidence to show to the police.
Wrench me thudder and lair up me knid. If a murder is involved, I can remain silent no longer. Your escritoire was sent to this address.
Quick! Follow that address!
Have you seen my teeth, Minnie? Dear.
Uncle Oscar lost his choppers.
Lost his choppers, Min?
Yes, sir.
I had them when I started.
You spend too long in there every day. Are you locking up, Henry?
Yes, I'm locking up.
I'm worried about the bandits, you know.
Don't you worry, Min. Every door is locked from the inside.
I'm still very worried, Henry.
Why?
I'm outside. It's not my fault. I was spotting the rubber tree and you...
I can't find my teeth, you know. I'm putting on them last time.
Now, come in, Min, and stay.
You locked me out when my back was...
My choppers are gone, you know.
Uncle Oscar...
Perhaps they're in the pie crust.
Ellinger?
He's long lost his teeth.
Ellinger, can you reach the top bolt?
Me reach. Me got long arm.
Yes.
Strong arm.
Yes. Put the...
Me reach. What? Very strong.
You're strong?
But he's bolt. Got teeth and everything.
Very strong.
Listeners, if you raise your ear trumpets, you will hear Mr. Ray Ellington and his quartet.
Who's that? Dr. D. Katz. There's a guy in town who's known as Dr. D. Katz. Brother, he's a dynamo. He makes everybody in the place holler uncle when he plays his piano. Oh, oh, oh! Play it! Play it! Ah, play it! Play it, boy! Play it! Ooh, play it! Play it! Play it, boy! Ooh, they just can't get enough of Dr. D. Katz. I mean, he's a one-man show. When that guy comes in and he says, got any dollars? Everybody hollers, no, 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 no! Play it! Ah, play it! Play it! Play it, boy! Play it! Ooh, play it! Play it! Play it, boy! Well, I never did. Take your boxing gloves off, dear. Hold hands. I'm in condition tonight. You haven't lived till you've heard Dr. D. Katz. He's a solid so-and-so. Man, I'm telling you, he sounds just like a piano when he really starts to go, 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 go. Play it. Ah, play it. Play it. Play it, boy. Play it. Ooh, play it. Play it. Play it, boy.
going, dear. Oh, 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 we'd all be murdered in our beds. What's that?
Pardon me, old steaming cuttles.
Oh. What do you want, little ball of lard?
Have no fear, old colonial couple. All I seek is that escritoire.
How did you get into our bungalow?
Through the bead curtain.
We haven't got any.
I carry my own.
Oh. We have not got the escritoire, sir.
No.
Mr. Greatbite then took it through the beaded curtain.
You said you hadn't got any.
He carried his own.
Quick, men, follow that Greatbite.
No.
For weeks, we cut our way through the dense jungle that ran along the side of the arterial road. Gladys?
Yes, darling?
Gladys, I have a feeling we're lost.
Do not worry. Me come from old trekking family. Me come this way many times before.
Good. Where does it lead to?
Me don't know. Me always get lost, Corblight.
There's someone approaching.
Oh, Seagoon, Seagoon.
Why are you following me?
You're so attractive.
Thank heavens. Oh. For a moment, I thought you were going to lie.
Seagoon, I feel I must tell you. You're being led into a terrible plot. Gritpipe Thin has 1,000 suits ready for midgets. He intends to shrink you to the right size and make you his first customer.
Great yakabakaka, cool.
Yes, he could shrink you to 3 inches.
Half my present height?
Yes. Look, lad, for £1,000, I'll sell you this anti-shrink pill.
£1,000? My life savings. Well, come into the office.
Morning, Mrs. Egon.
Morning, Miss Phils. Miss Phils, get £1,000 from the safe.
Yes, sir.
Bloodnock, I'm very grateful to you.
You are, sir.
Thank you. There, Bloodnock. £1,000 in money.
Mr. Egon, when will you be back?
I don't know. You see, I'm lost in the Malayan jungle. For heaven's sake, send help. Goodbye! Right, men. I must find that body in the matchbox as evidence. Reverse kneecaps and we'll head north. Follow me!
There are many lakes in Malaya.
I struck out for the far side of the mango-infested swamp.
Grab my hand. I'll pull you off.
Eccles! How did you get across the swamp without getting wet?
I jumped on that log.
That log? That's an alligator.
Oh. I wonder why my legs kept getting shorter.
Gad, we're in a pretty mess. What's going to happen next?
Trains up in Malayan. Do not move or these cardboard guns will spit there. Enter balloon button. Signal applause. I have drunk my fill.
Great hoary swimmers. It's a... What is it?
I am Jungle Jim Blindbutton. King of the jungle. I have been hiding in the jungle for 3 weeks.
Why?
I got a hole in my trousers.
Tell me, little stranger... Why do you bar our way?
I've been sent here to lead you to Gritpipethin and Dr. Sin, the mad biologic chemistarian.
Is that difficult?
You try saying it.
Very well, lead on.
Yes, but first we must cross the dreaded River Bag of Chips.
I warn you, River Bag of Chips, very cold.
There's nothing worse than a cold bag of chips.
If listeners will now stand on their heads in a bowl of lukewarm porridge... They'll be able to hear the last part of the secret escritoire. If you haven't got porridge, bread pudding is an excellent substitute. Good luck.
For days we traveled deep into the interior. There we met a tribe called the Darker Raiders. They were, of course, the famous interior Darker Raiders.
Stop! We have arrived! This is the place, and there is your escrim to us. I have done it my duty. Sinks exhausted to ground, does hands clutching and unclutching act as done by Cary Grant in To Catch a Thief.
Good work, Bluebottle. Here's a match.
go find yourself a petrol dump. Now to locate the dead man in the matchbox.
Neddy, drop that gun or I shall play this record.
Stop! 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 You win!
Let's see.
What do you want?
Roll up your sleeve.
There. Just as I thought, an arm. Suddenly, he took out a Ying Tong Idle Hypodermic needle and...
Have you finished?
Yes.
Good. Now I'll give you the injection.
Hurriedly swallowed my anti-shrink tablet.
There. In a few moments, you'll be the right size for the suit. Now, in here, Neddy.
He thinks I'm going to shrink.
How do you like my new suit, fellas? Hey!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded BBC program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton. Harry Secombe is now appearing in Flotsam's Midgets on Bognor Pier.